Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Donald Elliott
in July 2011,
where the theme was work.
It was in 1956, and I was in the final year engineering course when I was driven to offer for a Christian ministry. Now, the point is that I was advised that I could go straight from engineering here in London to theology in Cambridge and thereby miss and be exempt from military service. Every young man in those days had to do national service for 2 years in either the Army, Navy, or the Air Force, and so on. And that seemed very appealing because, you see, at the end of the theology course, I would be ordained as a minister, and then I would be exempt from military service, like you're exempt from jury service, as a matter of fact, if you're a Christian minister. Anyway, I thought about that, and in the end, I thought, no, this is ridiculous. I've gone from boarding school to university to... No. What do I know about life? What do I know about the people that I'm going to minister to? I will be kind of church-bound for the rest of my life. So I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll do my national service. But at that point, Her Majesty's government revealed that they were developing a new generation of atomic weaponry. This was the H-bomb, the fusion bomb, the bomb that was so much bigger than those that had destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I have to say, for me, at that point, that was a step too far for my conscience. So I applied to be registered as a conscientious objector, and in due course, I found myself down there in Putney, in a building. I don't recall where it was exactly, but it was a kind of law court with the bench of the tribunal sitting up there and the rest of us standing here. The chap before me who was a Jehovah's Witness, he was dismissed out of hand, and I got quite nervous. Anyway, I'd filled up this form and developed a huge essay, which I was really proud of. I thought this was wonderful. The arguments were watertight as far as I was concerned, except the snag was the chairman of the panel sitting up there on his bench decided that it didn't really stand up, and he called me. He said, "You're an impure pacifist. Your arguments don't hold water. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to tell you that we've turned you down. But you can, if you wish, appeal." So I appealed, and I went to the appellate tribunal, which was a much more cozy affair. I had a friend there and so on and so forth. Anyway, they overturned the decision, and I was duly registered as a conscientious objector to military service. And I was told I could serve as a psychiatric nurse, I could work in farming, I could work in forestry, and if I wished to, I could work in the steelworks at Sheffield under the Sheffield Industrial Mission of the Church of England. And that's what I decided to do. So that's how I ended up as a backer in the Firth Vickers stainless steel rolling mill at Attercliffe in Sheffield. And let me tell you that William Blake had it exactly right. It was a dark and satanic mill, except that there was all this heat. Tremendous. I had bought myself, by the way, a pair of rubber boots, which was the first mistake because I stuck to the floor. It was so blooming hot. Anyway, the rolling mill was there, and it was hot, it was sticky. Our job was to take the slabs of steel, stainless steel, and post them into this huge mangle, shiny rollers, and process the steel so that it gradually became steel plate or a narrower gauge. So that was the job. What I discovered, coming from the South, my accent was a little different, and my hands were lily white. One of the gang that I worked with, he said, come this side, he said. This was Mick, who was an Irish guy, very nice young man. He said, you know, what do you want to do with your hands? He said, these tongs you're going to hold, and they were rough steel tongs. He said, they'll lacerate your hands unless you do what I tell you. And he said, what you have to do is you go into the loo and pee on your hands and rub your hands together, then use the tongs, then come back and repeat, and gradually the skin will... He was quite right, and that's exactly what happened. Anyway, the gang were very kind to me. I think it was partly out of self-survival, frankly, because they had a novice on their hands who'd never done really any tough physical work in his life. And so I think they were nervous because the hot steel came within, well, an inch of our flesh as we were handling these tongs, manhandling these huge chunks of steel around in this, and there were no guardrails or anything like that, so it was pretty dangerous. So I think in self-survival they decided that it was better to treat me with kindness. But I actually think there was a lot of humanity. There was something about the gang which I'll never forget, of the kind of interrelationship that there was there. We had to stick together, or actually we would fall apart and the whole thing would have gone wrong. Our gang leader, not gang master, gang leader was George Thornton. I'll never forget him, Big George, and he was very good. Fred the Furnaceman and Mick the Irishman. The others I don't remember too well, but there were about eight or nine of us. And as backers, our job was to catch the steel as it came through the rollers and then heave it up and pass it back over the top of the roller for the process to repeat, a kind of mechanical job, very hot. We were given 7.5-hour shifts in courtesy of the fact that 8 hours were supposed to be too long, and the unions had decided that we should have a cooling-off period, which was very, very necessary. So I remember my days in Sheffield as ones of a great belonging to a family. We drank a lot. We talked a lot. We had times when we were laid off and there was nothing to do, and we had to be there in the night doing nothing at all. The thing is, though, that in that atmosphere... you did get this sense of togetherness, and I slept very well in Sheffield. I drank very well too, as a matter of fact, because it was very hot and I was perspiring all the time, and people drank heavily. But I think that was okay. The other thing that only occurred to me, occasionally, and I thought about it afterwards, that of course, I wondered actually what part of the military machine this stainless steel was being fabricated for. Thank you very much.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com. Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Matt Till at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.